In the name of the Triune God, Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Son. Amen. Dear service guest, at the service tent in the service ground, at the place of lodging and place of work, you, dear listeners, who are listening across media, at home, on the road, at work, at the middle of everyday life, dear brothers and sisters. I have the great joy and honor to bring greetings and gratitude from the board and the management of Opisto to the opening of the services. We start with a prayer. Let's pray. Dear Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love towards each of us. We thank you for the miracle of life and the gift of life that we can see in ourselves and in others. We thank you for this dear fatherland where we can live with security and we can be building up this society and enjoy its comfort that it brings to us. We thank you for this Opisto. We thank you for the work that we have been able to do in Opisto with our beloved children and youth and with people of all ages. We thank you that you have guided our lives even unto this moment. We thank you that we can gather here together in these Opisto services before your word, listening to it, hiding it in our hearts, and live according to the promises of your word. We can meet friends, travel friends, and we can be strengthened in our faith. We thank you for the work that has been done in preparation for these services, and we also thank for the work that we do during these services. Even this morning, dear Heavenly Father, our greatest gratitude is that you have given your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as our Redeemer, as a mediator of our sins. And in him it's opened the life and life even unto eternal life. Therefore we ask, give us more faith. Let us experience your love in Jesus Christ. Bring and call those who live without this grace. Dear Heavenly Father, you can bless our lives with many different ways, more abundantly than we can even imagine. We thank you for our families and our loved ones. We thank you that you have been with us even in times of solitude. And even this moment you have placed Jesus Christ to next to those who have no travel friends. We ask that you bless this service weekend in the honor of thy name and also for the salvation of our souls. Preserve us from faults so that we could also work with good cheer. This we ask for all our lives. We also pray Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear friends, in the beginning, I wanna bring my thanks to each and everyone who have been preparing these services. This year, the local peace associations responsible with organizations are Haapavesi, Iisalmi, Kuopio and its radix areas, Leppävirta, Rantsila, Pattijoki, Pielisjärvi, Puolanka, Saloinen, Raahe and Varkaus. So we have a very from different and large geographic area. You have taken up the turn to carry this responsibility. It has been a great joy to see you at work here. I cannot deny that there must be tiredness amidst all the work, but all the same there's a thankful mind. Thank you for all who you have been or have participated in volunteer work, and also thank to opisto staff. Soon there will be the winter operations, and it will bring their own works and occasions and difficulties. I also encourage everyone to take up shifts if it's possible. Yesterday evening I spoke with someone who said that there's not many shifts available, but we can see the blessings of the Heavenly Father that he has given the mind to be, has given the mind to be available to help in kingdom's work. This year's service motto is from Psalm 91. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Before this service motto, it has been safe to prepare for these services, and it's safe to work during this weekend. And this motto reminds us that when we leave for our everyday lives, if you are visiting just today, or if you are remaining here for the whole weekend, and also you who are listening to this, Heavenly Father wants to give you his refuge in our lives. Warm thanks to the Raisalanmäki, the surrounding areas. There are a lot of traffic and during this weekend and the week before. Also, thanks to the Raisjärvi Parish for support and good cooperation. Also, warm thanks you to the municipality of Raisjärvi. There are many representatives of the municipality this year, as there has been years before. It's great to see you here. And it's great to see the familiar faces here in the tent and in the service crowd. Opisto is a place of meeting. Dear friends, as you have noticed when you have arrived to the service ground, and when we work here and look around, you have seen that service grounds have been extended from the last year. The grounds are in excellent conditions, and in the new areas there has been built new restrooms. They are very great, and they give even better service experience, even though we live here in camp surroundings. The Opisto restaurant has been made better, and in the place of the bulldozed Orpola building there are new staircases where you can enjoy the new restaurant area, where we still are over the gravel, but after the services the restaurant area will be paved. The grounds are very spacious. It is easy to work around and meet new people. It's easy to be in the services. As you might have noticed, the kitchen is under extension. In Opisto kitchen there are more and more food being prepared for new students. At the next year there will be even more students when we do Opisto work. It's done and with the help of each friend of Opisto, God will, we can be grateful for God's help. This all the work that has been done in the Opisto site is done so that our service experience will be better, and it has been a great financial toll. Opisto lives with the help of its backers, and we also hope that you would still be helping Opisto, which is serving every people from babies to elderly. In the future we have more investments coming, and those need temporal, and we need finances for those. Our hope is to offer as many youth as possible to have a Opisto year, and also serve the believers. Last year brought two big things. The Ministry of Education and Culture granted additional funding and 23 exemplars through the state subsidies. This increase was directed at raising the student capacity for upcoming autumn semester, bringing our total capacity to over 200 students. Work in the Opisto has become great, and we have hired new staff so that we would have even better Opisto year for as many students as possible. Another big change was that Kallio Camp Center was shut down and the camp operations were switched to Opisto. Opisto wants to support the continuation of camp work during this sudden need. This new situation has required rapid adaptation from both the camp organizers and Opisto staff and also those who are coming to camps. I want to thank all of you. You have in cooperation have made able the continuation of camp work in our area. When you have been in camp work during the summer, my experience have been very pleasant. During the camps of the spring and during the confirmation camps during the summer, Opisto has been very accommodating for us. During the next semester, the camp work will be mostly done in here in Opisto. The future of the camp work is being planned by the SRK, and they are planning on a different iterations. And we also think what Opisto can do to help and what are the needs of the Opisto in the future. One possibility is that the camp work will be done here in Opisto, and Opisto is very accommodating for this. We think that we are able to do both Opisto work and camp work here, but SRK is the one who makes the decision about the camp work. Both in the Opisto and camp work there are need for big investments who have to be paid by our common work. It is goal to offer pleasant Opisto and camp experience where we can be strengthened in our faith. Even in this case, we trust in the guidance of the Lord. He will bless our work, and we can, with content mind, plan our works and our everyday lives. Dear service guests, these verses of the Psalms are very comforting for us. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. I want to thank to especially Stina Tuikkanen. She has created the service badge, and I'd like to go to her thoughts regarding the badge. I feel that our greatest places of safety are home and God's kingdom, and as believers we will one day arrive at our eternal home and refuge. Because of this, I want the badge to have light tones and somehow bring to mind angels and heaven. Other symbols on my badge include the cross, which I wanted to represent the spirit of the event, a crowd of people, and wings protecting the people in the center. People are different and of various sizes. Just as believers are so diverse, yet the wings are able to shield them all, so that there is no need to fear falling or any danger attacking. I think that this is the good explanation of the psalm. The psalm continues. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. God's faithfulness is our shield and rampart, under which refuge we can be secure from every attack of the enemy. Enemy of the soul is the great attacker who wants to oppose us. And he's joined in this attack in our own flesh and blood, and the world is also helping him. Even in this time we have different at home, at work, at school, and even at this moment in Opisto, many students have heard that they have received new place to study. Moni that had applied for opisto was able to get to opisto, but many youth didn't get to opisto or the place they wanted to go. But be it opisto service or some different opisto or other place of education that you wanted to attend in the future. There are many displeasures among our we can still trust in the guidance of the Lord. He will show our way and the future. Sometimes it takes us from someday you will realize what was the reason for our circumstances, but many times as a people we are unable to understand. God has blessed our lives with many different ways. Life in itself is a great gift in each of us. We each one are great miracles. God wants to take care of his creation and those who he has created. And he also blesses us in our works as parents or as a caregivers. Even as we know as parents and grandparents, as siblings, as near ones, we know that our lives are not in our own hands. Therefore, we can even at this moment be thankful that God has taken care of us. He carries us through turmoil. I think especially about you. You have difficult situation. It may be something that is going away, but it can be also be something that is present for the rest of your life, maybe disease or something. You can be secure that God will carry you and take care of you. And many prayers of intercession are carrying you also. We are unable to explain everything that happens in our lives. We don't understand why our lives is so that some live here very young. Some are taken away even before anyone has been able to take in this lap. One can be die in the bosom of the Lord. Some receive great and long lives, and sometimes we think that wouldn't it be my time to live, but still God gives years of life. Everyone his own task. Each and every one of us are here to speak to each other, and we can also encourage each other to believe. Heavenly Father has carried us even to this day, and he has shown his power of his grace even in those moments we have felt our weakness, and his strength has come to us when we fall in sin, when we have shipwrecked, and we have been experienced how God comes to us. He comes to us and lets us experience the reality of his kingdom when we can believe our sins forgiven. We can believe our all sins and failings forgiven. And it also gives strength to speak about the things that burden our minds. We especially feel God's care at those moments. This is for each and every one of us. We have also been able to experience God's love that he shows in his work in Jesus Christ. God has loved the whole world so much that he has given his only begotten son for each and everyone's, even at this moment. You can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all sins and doubts forgiven in his name and in his atonement blood. You can uplift your heart to believe. You can look at the Redeemer and in your heart say, my Lord and my Redeemer, you have been given for me, for who has suffered and died for me, and has opened the way for the way to heaven. In Gospel of Matthew, there's a portion where Jesus speaks about wings. It's the portion where he has been looking at Jerusalem. He has been there speaking to great multitudes of people. He has spoken about the theme of this church week. It's the truth and the falsehood. He had thought that no one can, through his own works, can be saved. And also that we cannot burden others, that he must do something for his own salvations, so that you could, in your own merit, receive Christ. He has spoken and he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I have wanted to gather you like the mother chicken gathers his chicks, but you haven't wanted to come. This is the truth of life. God can give the gift of faith, and can awaken the conscience and mind. He can awaken someone to seek when someone has gone lost, and he gives the power to repent, not through works but only through the atonement of his son Lord Jesus, when he forgives us through grace and gives love to God, to the Heavenly Father, and to the beloved Son. And he also kindles love for the loved ones, that in our hearts we start to think through faith, as Jesus in the last gospel of the Sunday, do as to others that you wanted to be done to yourself. There is the law and the prophets. Faith does, true love, many works. And all good gifts that God gives through his Spirit, it's his work that he does in the midst of his kingdoms. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Work of the Holy Spirit is also that he takes from our hearts, that comes from ourselves, from our selfishness, and that our human minds wants to do what's only the best for me. Human mind is such that it naturally doesn't look for the narrow gate nor the narrow way, but naturally we are looking for easy and wide way, and for the gate that is wide, that is not hard to go through. Heavenly Father makes like as a little children, so that we could be through grace be believing, and he does this in many ways. Sometimes we have to ask, does this have to be this way? Is this really what you want? But dear brothers and sisters, even at this moment, these promises of the Gospels are for each and every one of us. They are there so that we would have strength to believe, and so that we could endeavor until the rest that is ahead of us, that rest that God has prepared for us in his son Jesus Christ. That can be, that is through faith, reality, even at this moment. But when we close our eyes and when we wake to the day of new creation, we can see that what has been promised. At that moment, we no longer need to believe. The faith has turned into seeing. We can see the shining face of God. And also that promise is true, that we can meet those who here in this temporal life we were able to walk together, that, but we also had to leave them here at this temporal life. I encourage you to believe, you who are looking for the grace and the security. Dear, remain believing, your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Be blessed and with secure mind. And I also ask, can I also believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you and continue this endeavor, which goal is to reach heaven's home, where God will where he will cover us with his feathers. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches that seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all everything else will be given into you, to you. This is a great promise, and it is true. In Jesus' name, amen.